Who else has just joined us on the Master's Call? If you would give us your name and where you're calling from at this time.
Marie from Chicago.
Good morning from Chicago. God bless you. Thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. Who else just joined us on the Master's Call?
Me from Washington, D.C.
Good morning out there from Washington, D.C. Thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. We have anyone else who just joined us on the Master's Call. If you would give us your name and where you're calling from at this time.
Gail from Houston, Atlanta.
I heard Gail from Houston, and I heard someone from Atlanta. God bless each of you ladies. Thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. We greet you with kingdom greetings this marvelous Monday morning. God bless you. Who else just joined us on the Master's Call?
From Appling, Georgia.
Okay, good morning out there from Georgia. God bless you. Thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. Who else joined us on the Master's Call?
Good morning, Cynthia Cox in the Bronx, New York. Good morning, family.
Morning. Thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. Who else just joined us on the Master's Call?
Denise Whitehead, Bronx, New York.
Good morning from Bronx, New York. God bless you. Thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. Well, it is 2 minutes after the hour. Lauderdale. I am in Inglewood, California, and I greet and welcome and honor each of you with kingdom greetings this marvelous Monday morning, and I thank each one of you for joining us on the Master's Call, where we seek God first and His kingdom. The mission statement for this call is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. So we come this marvelous Monday morning to begin our day that God would enrich us, enhance us, and empower us as we go through the day. The statement for this call is that we will accept God's call to be ministers in the marketplace. So we will walk into that mandate for this call. And the scripture that we stand on for this call is taken from Psalms 88:13, which says, "But unto thee I have cried, O Lord, and in the morning," which is now, "my prayer comes before you." So we thank God that we're able to come together in agreement, in unity, and in love to seek Him first in His kingdom and allow our prayers to come up before Him. So we bless each one of you for joining us on the Master's Call. The Master's Call, the founders of the Master Call are none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we come together every Monday through Friday to lift up the name of the Lord. And at this time, I would ask Willa. Willa, are you out there? If you would come and open us up in prayer at this time.
Good morning, Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Praise the Lord. Father God, we come to you this morning. We thank and praise you that your word tells us that the fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So we come to you, O God, with our prayers, knowing, O Lord, that prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door to everything, O God, that we are believing and trusting you and hope for. Father, we thank and praise you that we can be like children and crawl up on your lap, O God, and feel your warm embrace and your love, and yet we are like adults that we are, that have the wisdom of Solomon just for asking. Father, we thank and praise you that you are an on-time, all-promising God. Lord, we lift up the founders of the company, O God, the Diaz de Leon family. We lift up the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa, O God. We thank and praise you, Father God, for Dr. P.K. Robinson and Minister Dr. J., who stands in her stead, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, and just ask that no weapon formed against them shall prosper and that they continue to work in the way that you would have them to go. Father, we ask that you please forgive us of all of our sins and help us to be like you, Father. And no matter what the circumstance in our life, we are still living by godly principles. So we thank and praise you for the word that allows us to do that. Now, O God, we pray for the speaker who will bring the word this morning. As she always tells us, to put on our spiritual bibs so that we can hear the word, so we can feast on the word, oh God, because we know that you have already downloaded into her what you would have her to say to us. And Father God, we just thank and praise you for her. We thank and praise you, Lord, that word goes forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside force, that the airwaves are already clear, that they have angels have already been dispatched, oh God, to bring forth the clarity that we needed on this call this morning. And, oh God, that we just pray that as we finish with the feast, that we ask for that doggy bag, oh Lord, that we get that carry out so we can take the word to somebody else this morning, that they may be encouraged by it. Now, Father, we call it done. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Bless those who are under the sound of my voice right now. We thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for that wonderful prayer. We thank you for aligning us and setting us up to what we would have in store for this day. So God bless you, and we thank you. Once again, I greet each one of you, and I thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. At this time, I would just like to invite each one of you to go to our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. If you would visit that site, it is available to you 24 hours every day. All of our messages from October the 25th until the present day have been archived there. So if you need a word in the middle of the day and you don't know where to find one at, then I advise you to go to that website and you will be filled with whatever your needs are for that apparent time and that present day. And also, if you would like to send in any prayer request, any requests, any concerns, if you would like to be a prayer intercessor on this call, then I invite you to use our email address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So also, if you are an artist family member, don't forget, today is the last day for the buy two, get one free. Take advantage of that promotion if you can, and know that it will definitely be a blessing. Also, I say that there are some blessings seen and unseen that artists gives us. So in your back office, you will not find the $4.99 membership, artist membership promotion, but just know that that promotion has been given to us. It has been placed on the table for us to utilize for the basic membership, which is normally $49 for the month of June. The remainder of the month of June, you could actually sign up a basic member for $4.99. So I would recommend, if you would like to build your team and give someone the opportunity to look at the artist business for the next 90 days, they can do so for an investment of $4.99. And if you're not a member of the artist family, I would ask that you would give back to the person who referred you to this call and ask them to give you a little bit more information, and we welcome you, each one of you, to join us in the artist family. So I thank each one of you once again, and I am going to move myself aside. It is a privilege, an honor, and a pleasure for me to bring to you a mighty woman of God who resides in Dallas, Texas, where the champions are, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Come, my sister, at this time, and bless us with the word from the Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. You are such a blessing. We so appreciate you hosting the call each and every Monday morning for Dr. PK while she is on sabbatical. And before I forget, I want to remind and invite everybody who would love to be a part of her retirement on June 29th. June 29th in Colorado Springs. Tomorrow I'll have the specific details about the retirement party that she's going to be having and all the exciting things. And we just want to lift her up in prayer, as well as continue to be praying for Minister Elisha David Roberts, and that God is doing some awesome things in them and through them. And so if you would mark that calendar and just send those prayers that way as we celebrate her many, many years of service to the United States Army as a chaplain in that area. Well, I am excited, as she jokingly said, because, yes, I'm a little hoarse from hollering too much last night, as Dallas became, Mavericks became the NBA championship for the first time. But I was really excited all day yesterday because for most of you all, hopefully all of you all know church history, to know that yesterday was a very important day. It was Pentecost Sunday. And today I'm going to talk about, and the title of my message today is Happy Birthday Church. We are the church. It's Pentecost season. Happy birthday, church. You and I, me and you, name by name, person by person, not a building. We are the church, and it's Pentecost season. My text comes from a very familiar passage in Acts 2, where the physician Luke wrote that book, and in Acts 2, I want you to read totally 1 through 13, and again, verse 37 through 42. Acts 2, 1 through 13, 37 through 42. I'm going to read just now verses 1 through 4, again in Acts 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. Verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Again, yesterday was one of the most important events of the church and the body of Christ. It was Pentecost Sunday. Some of you all may have gone to churches, and it was a great message, but they didn't even acknowledge one of the milestones of the church. So I wanted and felt the need to keep talking about what season we're in, because Pentecost Sunday is one of the most ancient feasts of the church. It's celebrated early in the to be mentioned in the book of Acts of the Apostles in that 20th chapter, verse 16, and St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 19, verse 8. And what Pentecost literally is, it's the 50th day after Resurrection Day, or as some of you all call Easter. It's chronologically the 50th day after Easter, and it supplants the Jewish feast of Pentecost, which took place right after the Passover and was celebrated as the sealing of God's old covenant on Mount Sinai. Now, the Acts of the Apostle recounts the story of the original Pentecost, as well as the first few verses I read in Acts 2. And Jews from all over were gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate the Jewish feast. See, some came in, we have a kind of narrow, wrong stereotype image of what a Jew looks like. There's some Jews with blonde hair, blue eyes, to nappy hair and dark skin, to olive color from the north, south, east, west regions of the world. And during this season, they all come in to Jerusalem. And on that Sunday, 10 days after the ascension of our Lord, the apostles and the Blessed Virgin Mary were gathered in the upper room where they had seen Christ after his resurrection. I was so blessed in 1998 to be able to go to Israel. And there are some landmarks they tell you they think this is where some things happened. And then there are other landmarks where they know exactly where this was. And the upper room really is the room, the home of John Mark's mother from the book of Mark, his mother, and they know exactly where there is. And I tell you, when you walk in that room, you feel to this day, feel the very presence of the glory of God in the upper room. See, Christ had promised his apostles that he would send his Holy Spirit, and on Pentecost, they were granted the gifts of the Spirit. The apostles began to preach the gospel in all of the languages that the Jews who were gathered there spoke. And about 3,000 people were converted and baptized that very day. That is why Pentecost is often called the birthday of the church. So on that day, with the descending of the Holy Spirit, Christ's mission is completed and the new covenant is inaugurated. It's interesting to note that St. Peter, the first pope, who used to be a cussing fisherman, was already the leader and the spokesman for the apostles on Pentecost Sunday. God can take any of us with our ordinary and put his extra on it, and we become extraordinary used for Christ. Happy birthday, church. On this call this morning, each and every one of us, we are the church, and it is a Pentecost season. Traditional interpretation holds that the descendant of the Holy Spirit took place in the upper room or a cenacle, which celebrates the day of Pentecost Shavuot. The upper room was first mentioned, really first, in Luke 22, in the 12 through 13 verses in Luke 22. It reads, "And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found what he had said unto them, and they made ready for the Passover." See, a lot of seasons we miss because we don't get ready for what God is going to do in us and through us. This upper room was to be the location of the Last Supper and the institution of Holy Communion. There is a mention of an upper room in Acts 1, 13 through 14, and the continuation of the Luke narrative authored by this same biblical writer. See, it's important if we don't know where we came from. That's why many of us don't understand who we really are in Christ. History is so important, and even for many of us of African-American descent, to understand and know from which we came. So here, as we're talking about this Pentecost season, the disciples and the women wait and pray for the baptism of the Holy Ghost promised by Jesus. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James and the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. They all continued with one accord, one mind, one heart, one message. Ah, doesn't that sound like what artists is trying to do with us, to get us on the same page, with the same mindset. So when they came and they continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren, it is assumed that in Acts 2, 1 through 4, as we read that verse, it refers to the mention of the disciples and women to the same upper room where these persons had continued in one accord. And I want to stress, when we get in one mindset, when we think like Jesus thinks, when we flow like the Lord, and when we do what we see our Daddy God do, then we will watch amazing things happen in our life. See, it's time for us to go from membership to citizenship. And this is a time when we see ourselves as true kingdom builders, his ministers in the marketplace. See, I want to drive the notion where ministry is just for the fivefold. Each and every one of us, when you put the name Christian in your life, when you say, "I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior," you are a minister. You are a glory carrier. You're especially those of us part of this artist family or any family of God. You are a minister, and your work is in the marketplace. See, church needs to be converted to the kingdom, understanding that we are the church, not the building. We are the church. And the birthday gift to the church was the indwelling of the Holy Spirit with dominion and power. See, the question is, are we using our birthday gift to change our world, to change our circle of influence, to change the lives we encounter each and every day? In this chapter of Acts 2, they were waiting on God for his plan and his power. One of the most important scriptures I quote every day out of Proverbs 19:21, it talks about the purpose and the plans of God. They will prevail. And God always deals with me about, quit telling me, Vanessa, what your plans are, then you want me to bless it. You need to remember it's my kingdom come, my will be done. See, when we line up and get the mind of Christ, it's already blessed. When we line up and get the heart of God, it's already anointed. When we line up and get the instructions, the strategy, the blueprints of God, the favor of God, the provision of God, the protection of God is already on it. See, God gives each and every one of us a strategy, a game plan, an agenda from heaven. But we must first also get the fire of the Holy Ghost inside of us that purges us, that proves us, and utmost purifies us in our thoughts, our actions, and our motives. So that we're operating with God ideas and not just good ideas. Uh-huh, let me say that again. Too many times we have a good idea, but it's not a God-ordained idea. And we have to stop and slow down and do that 1 Corinthians 2:16. And that 16th verse of 1 Corinthians 2, it tells us to get the mind of Christ. Every day I lay my own hand on my forehead and say, God, give me your mind. See, I encourage my own self, saying, God, give me your heart. Oh, God, speak through these lips your mind. See, when you get God's thoughts, God's strategy, you get the game plan from heaven straight out of the throne room of God. See, Joseph had a dream because God gives the plan. Moses saw a burning bush and listened because God gives the plan. Paul had an encounter on a Damascus road. See, he went and saw with his plan, but I had an encounter from heaven, and then he got God's plan. David was anointed by Samuel, the prophet and the priest, and he was given from shepherd boy to king. God's plan. Mary encountered an angel called Gabriel and said, be it done unto me, because she accepted God's plan. Jesus came from heaven to earth to die for you and I because God gave him his plan. And then the power to get the job done comes when the fire falls, when the anointing shows up. Then the Holy Ghost can show out in us when we sit still and wait for him to endue us with his power. Because, see, it is the anointing inside of us that makes the difference. And see, in verse 7 of that passage of Acts, God is about to use some of you and I in ways that will amaze and confound our enemies. Remember, Dr. Joyce, something she just taught us on the last two Fridays about don't curse your enemies, for your enemies, their very existence is to announce that we're in a new season. And it's to help promote us and push us and pressure some of us into the very presence of God for our next season. Ah, see, this is the Holy Ghost Pentecost season. It's his birthday. And we receive the gift of his power. See, you can always have enemies and your holy haters. That'll force you, as she said so eloquently, to unleash your own imagination and creativity. And it gives us our ability to lead, oh God, as he orders our footsteps. We'll always have some Judases among us. Jesus said, get rid of Judas. He knew how to handle him because he had the power of the blueprint from heaven. Others will simply be amazed and confounded in this season how God is going to use you. Happy birthday, church. You and I, we are the church. It's a Pentecost season. And our birthday gift is the Holy Ghost fire. You're saying, well, Pastor Vanessa, why do we need the fire to fall on us and to be stirred up in us, you may ask. Well, let me give you that answer right now. See, the fire is used for Yahweh's glory, for his holiness. The fire comes in us for our protection. The fire pulls away and puts a wall of fire against the jealousy of those who come at you. The fire is enwrapped in the anointing of God's word and demonstrates his power. The fire of God burns away the stubble and pulls things forth as pure gold. See, remember, we are his glory carriers, and the fire of God separates those weeds from the tares. The fire will help us with the power of love to overcome evil with good, to have the power of love of to go through our trials and to overcome greed even in us and around us, so that even as God's been blessing us through artists, that spirit of greed or manipulation or doing things that don't line up with his word, the fire burn off the residue of the world off of us. See, it's a happy birthday time for the church, and we are the church in this Pentecost season. And as I close, we have a call to action and truth. with our birthday gift, that we, like Peter, was changed and transformed to be a leader, to open his mouth and decree and declare the good news, to go with that Pentecost fire to bring us away from falsehood into his marvelous truth. But even with truth, it must be told with the right motives and intentions, because even the devil can quote scriptures, but his motives are never going to be pure. But when our motives are pure and true before God, then it goes forth and always will remain. When we misuse it, then it's just propaganda. Because, see, there's a truth, and then there's the truth. So what do you mean by that, Pastor V? Well, see, with healing, it may be true, a truth that you have cancer, but the truth is, by his stripes, we are healed. With the birthday gift, it will cause us to search our own hearts and our own motives. My daily prayer is, God, show me me. Remember, never get confused with demonic attacks versus heavenly contractions. So let me say that again. See, in this Pentecost season, stuff's going to come at us. But when God is birthing us in this Pentecost season, never get confused with a demonic attack when it's heavenly contractions. And you'll know by your discernment. Take hold, church. It's our birthday. Get our passion back to spread the good news of the gospel. Get our passion back to stand in the gap for friends and loved ones. Get our passion back to go out and be the minister in the marketplace. Happy birthday, church. We are the church in this Pentecost season. Back to you, Tiffany.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you for that powerful message. Happy birthday, church. So if we don't know anything when we hang up from this line today, that means that we need to celebrate one another, celebrate each other, for we are the church, not the four walls, but we, the body, are the temple of God. So we celebrate each one of you. Happy birthday, church. Miss Kathy, are you there so you could come and close us out and seal us in a word of prayer?
I saw her on. Okay, I just unmuted you, Miss Kathy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go right ahead, my sister.
Excellent. Well, I bless God for the word today. I thank God for that message and the fact that we are in Pentecost season and we're going to go to the throne of God together today. Father, as we come together, we thank you for your word that has already gone forth. Thank you, Lord God, this time of celebration. Birthdays are all about celebration, and we thank you for life that you've given to the church. Now, Father, we ask, Lord God, that we now can turn and be a gift back to you into the earth, Lord God, as we go out and remember the great commission that you've given unto us, O God, that we go out and be ministers in the marketplace, Lord God, and share the love of Jesus with someone else. And, Father, while we may not be able to talk about it necessarily on our job, our lives become a representation of you. It might mean that we might just need to give a smile to somebody who's feeling low today. It might mean that we might need to just embrace someone and say it's going to be all right today. It might mean that we might just need to encourage someone else's heart, that let them know that you're still God and you're still in control. It might mean that we might need to give a word of comfort to someone who's lost a loved one. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you cause us to be a gift to the body of Christ today. Help us, oh God, to represent you in everything that we do and everything that we say. Oh God, let us be about your business and about your work. As we go about our day, we ask, Lord God, that you'll go before us in all our steps as you've already declared. We thank you, Lord God, for these prayer requests that are before you. We thank you, Lord God, for the ones that have asked us to pray. All the Preston family, Lord God, we continue to cover them in prayer. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're continuing to heal sick bodies, Lord God. I thank you that your word is true. We come against the spirit of infirmity in the lives of those on our prayer list that are asking for healing and asking that you would touch them. I pray, Lord God, I know that you are the great physician, and you're the only one that can touch and heal bodies. Thank you, Jesus, that you already did it on Calvary, and we thank you for it right now. We come against the hand of the enemy. We bind every attack of the enemy against bodies right now, sick bodies now, in the name of Jesus. We speak to the body right now. We command you to be healed in Jesus' name. We come against the spirit of sadness and grieving today. We ask, Lord God, that you would just comfort those hearts, because we know, God, that to be absent from the body is to be present with you. We bless you, Lord God, for all the requests, that while we can't call them all by name, we do lay them on the altar before you. We are care casters. We can bring it to you, and you promise to take care of it. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Cover us all on this call as we go out to be about our day-to-day. Keep us covered in Jesus' name. We thank you and give you praise. Amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for closing us out and sealing our call in prayer. Pastor Vanessa, thank you once again for that word of celebration. Happy birthday, church. And we thank you, Minister Willa, for opening us up in prayer. I thank God for each of you who have joined us this marvelous Monday morning on the Master's Call. And I ask that you would go out and be a minister in the marketplace and make this day a masterpiece. God bless you. Until we hear you on the line again on tomorrow, have a glorious day in the Lord. God bless you. Goodbye.